With President Trump's Supreme Court nomination announced today, upcoming presidential elections and more, you may find it almost impossible to avoid political discussions with your family or friends or colleagues. So how should you keep such conversations at a healthy and sensible level? Or can you? To answer that, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk to Bay Area etiquette expert Lisa Grotz. All right, Lisa, so how do you recommend people should go about these political discussions?
Dan, we have less than 40 days to the election. It's not easy. The tempers are flying. But, you know, all you have to do is turn on the nightly news and you can see just how deeply divided our country is when it comes to politics. Intolerance is the new normal. If someone's belief differs from yours, you're unfriended on Facebook and removed from the invitation list. And sadly, we are losing our basic right to speak up and engage in healthy dialogue when it comes to politics.
Well, here's something I felt like for years, because I can go visit family overseas in Europe and have a civil discussion with most people about politics. Over here, I'm finding it's become more black and white. We don't see gray anymore. And maybe that's because there are so many shades of gray now.
Right. And in fact, I was just thinking in 2016, when Hillary Clinton lost the election, I wrote a piece for Huffington Post called "When Your Candidate Loses," just as a means to show others how easy it is to respond without starting World War III with family, friends, etc. But now it is so difficult because everyone is so deeply divided, and we get most of our news online, and many people post really tumultuous things to try to make a point online, and then we have cyberbullying, and it's really no wonder people are afraid to speak up. I recently read a poll that stated 39% of adults say they would not. They would not associate with others whose opinions they disagree with online. And I was surprised at that.
Well, let's say that, you've known a person for 20 or 30 years, and all of a sudden you see things on their social media sites that just shock you, or that you can't just scroll past anymore and ignore. Do you block them without saying anything, or do you reach out to them in advance and say, hey, I just can't do this, don't take it personally?
Yeah, I don't even think it's worth it to say anything, but here's the deal. I think it's much better when we agree to disagree in conversation, because that way we are being tolerant without accepting an opposing view. So even though you're just looking at it online, you can still say, okay, that's the person's view. I think it's important to move on when things get too heated in a conversation or if you're reading a post. Yes, you acknowledge the topic, but then you need to pivot to a lighter topic, such as, you know, what are your COVID-19 holiday plans?
Okay, that opens a whole other ball of wax there.
Right, well, compared to politics, you know. That's
yeah. Well, then let me ask you, are there certain times or places that you shouldn't discuss politics? The dinner table or at work?
Oh, well, of course. Politics, sex, and religion, those are the three. Never, never, never. But here's what I'm finding. It's impossible not to, right? We have 30-something days left. If you're going to discuss it around the water cooler or at home, you need to show respect. We can argue about issues and candidates all we want, but we can still be courteous to one another without judgment. We have to remember, Dan, that respect is at the core of good behavior. Respect equals tolerance, and tolerance simply means accepting another person's view, even when it is not our own.
Okay, before we let you go, then let's say you have one person that can do that, and then you have that other coworker or family or friend that just won't let it go, you know, that just follows you around until you agree with their side. What do you do? How do you respond to that or not respond?
Right. I say forget about being an attack dog. It's not I win, you lose, but an opportunity to understand another person's viewpoint. It's okay to be passionate about lots of things, but challenging an opinion is going to get you nowhere other than in trouble. Years ago, I was an aide to former Mayor Willie Brown. To this day, we still talk about politics. And recently we had a conversation. He said, Lisa, I disagree with you, and here's why. He gave his statement. It made sense. And we moved on like civil people, not children on a playground.